It's time for Bob's No Egg Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Hey, thanks to everybody that came out for last weekend's In the Water Boat Show at Dog Days. I know Friday and Saturday weren't too pleasant, but Sunday worked out real nice, and it was so great to meet so many of you that listen to our program. We do thank you, and we welcome in our new listeners as well. Well, let's see. A good morning to you, and we're going to kick things off this morning with some Boat Show Afterglow. We're going to hear from, Mike Kanegi, the Executive Director of the Marine Dealers, give us kind of a wrap-up of the show. But we'll also be talking with Captain Dave Anderson from Lake Tow, the Towboat U.S. Operations. And we're also going to be chatting just briefly with Joanne Clark from Hydrohoist Boat Lifts about some of their safety products for your dock. We also, in this first segment on our show today, we're going to be catching up with Ron Dugan, and we're going to get an update. The shootout committees are underway working for the Lake of the Ozarks shootout coming up in late August. We'll have Ron Dugan on to talk to us a little bit about some things that are immediately important. Boat U.S. series continues today. Government Affairs, David Kennedy will be on the show. Then we're going to talk with Mark Ruda from down in Branson about the new Branson jet boat. And then we'll talk Harbor Hop with Lance Utley. That's next Saturday, a week from today, around Lake of the Ozarks. So lots of good stuff going on. You know, the home of the shootout is Captain Ron's at the 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550 in Sunrise Beach. And this year, it's the 10th anniversary, but we're going to talk more with Ron later on that. You know, the Captain Ron's location there is the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. So I urge you to go over and partake a little bit. They're open Wednesday through Sunday now at 11 o'clock each day. And then coming up on May 15th, they start opening 7 days a week at 11 a.m. Coming up next weekend, we've got Cinco de Mayo celebration May 5th. On the 6th, it's Harbor Hop, of course. And then Sunday, May 14th, a Mother's Day brunch at Captain Ron's Bar and Grill. Let's see, coming up here tonight, we've got Mitch Shields on stage, 6 to 10 p.m. And then next week, DJ Kyle's going to be over there on Wednesday. Next Friday is mydjkj.com will be there on Friday night. So lots of activities going on, some great food, and some great atmosphere for you at Captain Ron's, home of the shootout, the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. All right, so let's get into our Boat Show Afterglow interviews. First up is Captain Dave Anderson, followed by Joanne Clark, and then Mike Kanegi.
You've already had many, many people come by and sign up or renew their memberships to Boat U.S. and to get the towing package. So tell us what the basics are.
The best deal we've got, it's $72. That gets you a freshwater unlimited membership. That covers you 100% anywhere on the Lake of the Ozarks, actually anywhere in the country, but we just deal with the lake. If you break down, run out of gas, need a jump start, we'll come get you, take care of you. You just sign the ticket, nothing out of pocket, away you go.
The real advantage, I think, is just that security, knowing that, you know, if I've got a problem out there, something happens, which we never expect. You know, you never expect anything to happen. You think you're going to go out and have a great time, and all of a sudden you got a problem. Just knowing you've got that coverage is important. What would it cost someone? Let's say they were stalled someplace and needed help, what would it cost them if they didn't have a membership?
If you don't have a membership, the average is between $300 and $400. It just adds up in a big hurry. So the membership, you pay the $72 once a year, and then you just don't have to worry about it.
Tell me a little bit about the Boat U.S. app.
The app is a kind of neat deal. You can, once you put your information in there, you hit one button, it'll call Boat U.S., it'll give them all your information, and you can also send them a location of where you're at on the lake.
Does it also then show like the GPS location to help you guys find where they are? Because most people, they go, well, I'm in a cove.
It actually sends a pin drop on a Google map, so I can go directly to you.
All right, good deal. All right, and if somebody needs more information, they don't make the boat show, how do they get in touch with you?
Easiest way is call me, 573-216-4701.
We haven't talked much about the protection equipment that you guys sell for people with boat docks. Tell us a little bit about that, Joanne.
Yeah, we Hydrohoist offers some really cool items here. We have a bow guide that you can put on the front of the slip to protect the keel of your boat when you're coming in. We've got corner bumpers, great for narrow slips, wide boats, rough water environment. It keeps your boat out of the steel of the dock. We've got some ultra fenders, which are really cool. It, again, protects like your low riding boats from the steel that's inside of the docks when you're free floating. So we've got just about anything that can help you here.
One of the newest products is your HP Extreme for the PWC owners, and these products are just amazing. And I know you've got them stacked up out in front of the showroom office there in Lynn Creek. But tell us a little bit about the HP Extreme.
Yes, Bob. Our new product is the HP Extreme. It's the easiest drive-on and off PWC platform on the market today, and they're so easy to use. You don't need power on the dock, virtually maintenance-free, one person, ride-on, push-off, no worries at all. It's our foam-filled product for increased strength and leak elimination. You can front or side mount them. They have 1,625 pounds of capacity, so plenty for any of the personal watercraft on the market today.
Now, let's give everybody contact information outside of the boat show.
You can call at 573-346-7505. See me on the web at boatlift.com. And we are located on Highway 54 between Camdenton and Osage Beach, right by the taxidermy shop.
All right, a little more boat show afterglow. Okay, Mike Kanegi, Executive Director of Lake Marine Dealers Association. Friday, rain. Saturday, wind and cold and cold. And Sunday, you pulled it off.
Pulled it off. Yeah, I tell you what, I wish I could have done it the whole weekend, Bob. But, you know, Missouri weather here in April, we never know. But we take it down. And Friday wasn't a good day. Saturday got better. I had more than expected on attendance on Saturday with the cold wind. But today, sunshine and beautiful. You can tell it. That brings them out. The crowds are here. The dealers are happy. And a lot of people looking at boats.
Well, now we've been hearing some stories about some pretty good sales going on here as well, which is sort of, you know, continuing that trend that we've seen since the first of the year.
Sure it is. You know, we started out at Overland Park, and it was a huge show. Started, kicked us off. St. Charles followed right up. Same type of increase on attendance numbers. And more importantly, as you said, the dealers are reporting some great sales and huge leads. And I've talked to a lot of dealers today. They're very happy. You know, besides having the sun out today, they're getting some good sales and leads, so that's all that matters.
Let's give them some information if they want to get some more information about what's going on with the marine dealers here at the lake. Where's a good website to go?
They go to our website, which is Lake Ozark Boat Dealers. Now, that's a plural, dealers.com, and it has all the contact information from all of our members and a direct email to myself and my phone number. So anybody needs some direction or help, we'll be happy to help them. All the dealers out there, more than willing to help them to get into that boat.
Well, the next boat show is September, and we'll talk more about that later, but we do have Ron Dugan standing by to talk to us about the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout coming up in August.
Ron, I love round numbers. 10th anniversary and $1 million. How's that?
Yeah, that's a good good number on both parts, yeah. It's surprising we've had it this long, you know, but yeah, 10th anniversary here at Captain Ron's, and yeah, we're going to go over the $1 million mark for sure this year. In fact, we've already got it in the bank to go over $1 million. So I would have never imagined, you know, that we would be over $1 million in donations, you know, back to this community. So it's pretty cool, pretty special. It's going to be a great year. We're really excited about what this year is going to offer.
Well, powerboat racing has really taken off in leaps and bounds over the last few years, and a lot of it has to do with the Shootout, some of these other events around the United States, around the world, really. But the Shootout has that unique thing that it's one boat at a time. There's no prize money. It's all for the bragging rights. I mean, it's just so unique.
Well, it really is, you know, and there's a few other, you know, Shootout events around the country, but there's nothing like the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout. And, you know, we've been here longer than anybody's been doing it and kind of set the standard for everything. And it's one of those must-see events, and people put it on their bucket list. And it's so unlike any other lakes around the country. And that's what makes it so special. And that's why everybody loves to come here for it.
All right, give us the dates of the actual races, because there's a lot of stuff going on 2 weeks or more ahead of time. We're not going to cover that in this interview, but give us the race dates, and let's get people on the calendar so they can schedule them.
August 26th and 27th, and the poker run's the 25th. So that Friday is the poker run, and then the races are the 26th and 27th.
I know the website's getting updated. Where can people go get more information on any and all the events leading up to and including the Shootout?
The best place is LakeOfTheOzarksShootout.com, and be patient. patient with us as we continue to update. I'm still waiting for flyers from some of the committees, and they're kind of getting things lined out right now. And so I would say within a couple weeks, it'll be up to date, and they can get all the information. And then shortly thereafter, they can start registering to be a part of it.
Put some money aside, because the new T-shirts are going to be awesome.
They are awesome. Yeah, we got a great design, and we're excited about that. We've got some really special merchandise that we're going to bring in for the 10th anniversary here at Captain Ron's. And so there's going to be a lot of neat things. So, yeah, I'll save up a few extra dollars for the shootout this year.
Yeah, big year for the Lake of the Ozarks shootout. Well, let's find out what's going on with ethanol, the renewable fuel standards. Also going to talk a little bit about the U.S. Coast Guard and the Corps of Engineers with Government Affairs Director David Kennedy from Boat U.S. standing by on the Boat U.S. guest line. He's next, followed by Branson Jet Boat and Harbor Hop, all before we finish up our show today. We thank you for coming on board, listening online at krmsradio.com, also on the radio at 1150 AM. 97.5 FM in Laurie and 104.9 FM in Osage Beach. We'll be right back.
Dock your boat at Captain Ron's and come on in for a great meal. This is Nicole, and we're the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wig Zone Boating Radio Show. Thanks for listening this morning.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Did you know Harbor Hop is next weekend? Yeah. And also going to talk to you about the Branson Jet Boat coming to Tanny Como. But next up, Boat U.S. series continues with David Kennedy. We're going to be talking about ethanol and some funding issues with the new administration. We'll talk about that coming up. Hey, this is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning. What dealership has Sea Ray, Harris, Boston Whaler, and Nautique, plus a great brokerage? Well, that would be Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. Two locations to serve you, the big marina location at the 16.5-mile marker or on Bagnell Dam Boulevard. Also, they have the what they call the highway store, if you will, right across from the outlet mall on Business 54. I want to talk to you a moment about the Women on the Water classes. Now, they've already had one. The next one's coming up on May 11th and May 25th, June 15th, July 13th, August 27th, and August 10th. Great experience for women that would love to learn how to operate their boat. And, you know, I don't need to operate that. He does that. Well, but what happens if something happens to him and you have to get the boat back to the dock? These are great instructional sessions. There's two or three of you on board only, so it's pretty individualized training, if you will. Get a hold of Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. You can call them at 573-365-5382. As you know, these classes fill up pretty rapidly, and you can also go on the website, marinemax.com, to get some more information on Women on the Water classes taught by Captain Greg Riley there at the Lake of the Ozarks location for Marine Max. And again, if you want to see Ray Harris, Boston Whaler, or Nautique, or if you've got a brokerage boat that you want to sell, or if you need to buy a used boat, or you're looking for a used one, get a hold of Mark Barber there as well at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks.
Hey, this is Captain Meyer with Lake Tow, your Towboat U.S. service at Lake of the Ozarks. Need a tow, battery jump, fuel delivery, or soft ungrounding, or more information on our services? Give me a call at 573-216-4701 or use the Boat U.S. app. And thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Continuing our Boat U.S. series today, and this morning we're going to be talking with the manager of the Boat U.S. Government Affairs Department, and his name, David Kennedy. It's nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Bob. Always great to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about a few topics here. Ethanol, we're going to talk about the new administration, some budget issues concerning boaters and those in the, I guess you could say, the maritime industry. But first, David, some of our new listeners may not know anything about you, so tell us a little bit about your history and how long you've been around Boat U.S. there.
Sure. So I have been at Boat U.S. now 7.5 years. I've been in Washington, close to 30 now. That's disturbing when I think about that. But spent a lot of time in aviation, but then I had the opportunity to come over here, and I said, yes, I can talk about boats all day. I like that. So it's a great place, great organization, and we're the place for boaters.
You got a little pond out there called the Chesapeake Bay. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
We do, and I'm very privileged that I get to go out on it and enjoy it. So it's a great part of the lifestyle here.
Well, you know, one of the main reasons why Boat U.S. was formed way back in 1964, was it? 66, okay. When Richard Swartz said, you know, we got to do some things to help recreational boating out. And of course, he had a lot of ideas. But one of those that's really kind of, I guess, one of the foundations of Boat U.S. is the Government Affairs Department. And you guys do so many things behind the scenes that many of us never hear about. So we're going to pull some of those out, and let's inform our listeners a little bit about what's going on. One of those things that's been sort of bugging us all for a long time is ethanol, the renewable fuel standard. So tell us where we are now, David.
Yeah, it's the issue that keeps on giving some days, it feels like. So the RFS still exists. We still have this federal mandate that says how much ethanol has to be blended into our fuel system. That number has continued to climb, as is dictated by the law. So we had several different bills out there last year or in the last Congress to address that. They didn't make much progress. With where we are now, I think, is we have a new opportunity. New administration, new Congress, it changes the policy landscape. And I was in a meeting this past Friday talking with some of the other people in the coalition and sort of what we see as the next step. So right now, I don't know that it's going to start ramping up. A lot of people have been hearing about many of the broad issues here early on, tax reform, health care, things like that. So this isn't one that I think is at the top of the list for those big issues that came about following the election. So in my view, it'll start to ramp up as we get into the summer here, and people are going to be out dealing with their boats, in our case, but with other small engines, and we'll start seeing pick up. We did put up a petition early on asking boaters to write in to urge the new administration and Congress to do something about this. So that petition is still open. I urge folks to come to the boatus.com/gov website to sign the petition and let people know that they need to fix this policy.
Absolutely. Now, some of our listeners may not know, ethanol is not good for marine engines. It's not good for a lot of small engines like you talked about, weed whackers and things like that, lawnmowers. You mentioned the coalition. Who else is working on this issue with you in the boating industry?
So we work with National Marine Manufacturers Association and most of the other different interest groups, the state marine trades and things like that, because everybody really understands what an impact this has had for the boats and for their customers. And one of the things that I always try to emphasize is that we're not anti-ethanol or anti-renewable fuel, but we need to make sure that there's space within all this so that we have the choice to get the fuel that you want, the E0 or the one that's going to work. It's safe to use, or it's okay to use up to E10. It changes how you have to operate things, but our engines are designed to handle up to that level. But with this policy, it's just making it harder and harder to get E0, which I think I know I certainly prefer it when I can get it in my boat, and I think a lot of folks out on lakes, well, if they do, and this policy is artificially limiting the supply of that.
So be sure what it is you're putting in your tank. I know we have lots and lots of trailer boaters that come through here and of course, many other lakes around the country. Just be sure when you pull into the C-Store that you're putting the right stuff in there. David, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that you guys are sort of involved in from a government affairs position. And with the new administration, some budget concerns are starting to come to the top. One of those is with the U.S. Coast Guard.
Yeah. So the budget is a top of mind for a lot of folks around here. March 16th, they released what was called the budget blueprint. It clearly reflected a different set of priorities than what we've seen in the past, and that's a no-kidding part of it. There are things that have seen increases, defense budget. The Department of Homeland Security overall has seen an increase. Now, Coast Guard lives within that, and the initial numbers is that they have seen a decrease of about 14%. It's important to keep in mind with this, though, is that this is the first proposal that's out there, the president's budget proposal. And it now goes through a process, what they call the appropriations process. You may hear him talk about budget reconciliation and a lot of different things. So this is the starting point. But to be clear, it is a different set of priorities, and folks are going to need to speak up about what's important to them.
Yeah, you mentioned the 14%, and knowing the book, The Art of the Deal, he goes strong to begin with, and then they work it out and kind of compromise here and there and end up what it's going to end up as. So, but any voice that you can give to your Congress people is very good. The other one that's near and dear to our hearts is the Army Corps of Engineers. They run Truman Lake right next to us, and of course a lot of projects across the country. They're having the same budget issues right now?
Yeah, so in that case, in the area that I think we particularly focus on is what's called their Civil Works Program. And in that case, it had been running at about a $6 billion level. And this is for many of the things, the dredging of major ports and dredging that happens out in the rivers and like that. That's been cut from $6 billion to $5 billion under this current proposal. I'm pretty sure, or I will certainly see that reviewed by Congress, because that really it meets a lot of those direct needs. And you talk about lakes and levees and things like that. That's where that program takes place. But any chance folks have to talk with their members of Congress about that, with their senators, and say that this is a priority and this is important. So we'll see that debate develop over the coming months. All definitely right. Want to pay attention to, though.
Absolutely. All right. Now, let's give our listeners the website information or contact info if they want to get some more information on any and all of this.
VoteUS.com and then /GOV. And people can always email us directly. It's govtaffairs@voteus.com, and that's our direct email address, or there's a contact form on the website there. And if there's something coming up that we can help with or a question we can try and answer, please get in touch.
Awesome. Very good. David Kennedy's been our guest manager of Boat U.S. Government Affairs, and you guys keep up the good work. We'll urge our listeners to get involved as well, and we do thank you again.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, the Branson Jet Boat is about to hit the water at Tanicomo Lake there at Branson along the riverfront, and Mark Ruta is going to be our guest to talk about that next. And then Lance Utley from funlake.com will be here to talk about Harbor Hop, which is next Saturday here at Lake of the Ozarks. Stand by, we're coming right back after this break on News Talk KRMS. Right here on 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment.
Spring Harbor Hop is not far away, and Lance Utley from funlake.com is going to be joining us next. But before we get to Lance, we're going to talk about the Branson Jet Boat coming there soon. Mark Ruta is going to be our guest on the Boat U.S. guest line coming up shortly. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and this segment presented by BoatJams.com and the Shipshape Company. Let me tell you, here's a couple of great guys that do some great work around Lake of the Ozarks. BoatJams.com, custom marine audio, boat stereos, LED lighting, GPS and navigation. Subwoofer if you need that too. They serve Lake of the Ozarks, of course, St. Joe, Kansas City, Lake Perry, Kansas too. 816-901-9992 if you're up in that area. 573-569-5352 if you're down in the lake area here at Lake of the Ozarks. All things 12 volt is Todd and the guys at BoatJams.com. Give them a call or stop by their website for more information. Lake number again, 573-569-5352. And if you haven't had your boat really cleaned yet, the pollen's probably about over now. It's a good time to get a hold of David Goldberg at the Shipshape Company. They do a very thorough, complete detail inside and out to get your boat sparkling clean and ready. And then as needed during the season, they'll come do those quick washdowns for you. If you're coming in for the weekend or whatever, if you need it just cleaned up real quick, they can come do that. It's the red vans. You'll see them all around Lake of the Ozarks, 573-434-6864 or Dave at theshipshapeco.com. You can find him on Facebook as well. Coming soon to the Branson Landing, the Branson Jet Boat. Sounds interesting. Well, we're going to get on the Boat US guest line here and welcome to the program the owner and operator of the brand new Branson Jet Boat down at Tanny Como. Good morning to Mark Ruta. Good morning, Mark. Nice to have you on the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, now, Tanny Como is a little bit different kind of a waterway compared to Lake of the Ozarks and certainly compared to Table Rock. And you're going to be launching this new service down there. What's kind of the timing of when you expect to have this on the lake and ready to go?
The process on this is the boat, we ordered a brand new boat, and that is currently being manufactured. We kind of have a tentative sea trials date in early May, and then the boat would, assuming that everything passes there, would be shipped down here.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the craft itself. I've seen some pictures of one that maybe is similar to what you're going to be having. Kind of describe it
okay.
to us.
Sure. For us, from a technical perspective, a jet boat is a means of propulsion. Any boat that uses jets for propulsion would be called a jet boat to some extent. So there are many, many jet boats, jet-operated boats out there in the world.
Like a PWC.
The next step is... Pardon?
Like a PWC, for example.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the next thing is, for us, what a jet boat means is a boat that is a shallow draft and would be able to be operated in various water conditions and would be very maneuverable. What that means is a very shallow-hulled craft that could operate and go across, you know, sandbar or gravel bar and still have enough maneuverability and things to traverse that safely. As far as our boat in particular, it is a purpose-built jet boat. It is approximately 35 feet long, will hold approximately 50 people, and it would be an excursion type of boat that is designed to operate on shallow waters rivers and other waterways throughout the country. So there are similar types of boats very, very similar to this, operating in other sensitive wild rivers and waterways throughout the country, as well as, you know, some impounded lakes and some of those kinds of things.
Now, I'm going to assume, but it's probably true, this is going to be a Coast Guard inspected vessel?
Correct. So this would be a Coast Guard inspected vessel, number one, from the manufacturer. So it is being done. And so the process, just to go through that, just to make sure everybody understands that, is the Coast Guard first goes through, reviews the drawings, reviews the specifications, that kind of thing, and says, okay, you have a preliminary approval, you know, for X number of passengers and Y speed and this stability and et cetera. The boat is then built based on that, and then you go through a sea trials test with the Coast Guard at the manufacturer's facility. Mm. And they go through and say, okay, yes, it meets this, no, it doesn't, we need to make an adjustment here or there. So they could adjust your passenger rating, your speed rating, et cetera, up or down, or require you to make some changes or whatever things that they want you to do. Once that process is finished, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to ask about the captains as well. They've got to be licensed Coast Guard captains.
Absolutely. So once the boat then gets finished out there in sea trials, it will then be shipped here. We have a separate Coast Guard jurisdiction here. You know, for us, it's the Upper Mississippi, based out of St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. And so they would go through that similar process. And they may say, the Coast Guard out there may allow this, but we don't allow it. Or, you know, so the rules, while they're very similar, could have some variation because there's some things that may have some room for some interpretation on that. So we'll go through that process twice. In addition, yes, the captains are a Coast Guard licensed captain, and they would then be rated for number of passengers, et cetera, on this class of vessel. That's not an easy license to obtain. You know, this is not something that you can go get over the weekend.
Right.
It requires, you know, many hours of book work and lake experience and customer experience and that kind of stuff. So it's a few month or more process. You're focused on that with time on the water, with licensed captains, et cetera. So, you know, this is not something where you come out for the weekend and drive this. This is there's a high level of scrutiny.
Absolutely. Mark Root is our guest, the owner of the coming to Branson area, the Branson Jet Boat. Now, Mark, I understand this is going to be, I guess, you know, docked down on the riverfront there at the Branson Landing. But what's going to be the route in most days?
I believe that the boat will have the ability to traverse about anywhere that any boat on Tanicomo can go. Because of the design of the boat, it can safely operate in a shallow draft environment. So 6 to 18 inches of water is all that's required to run this, and I think that depends on flow conditions and passenger load and some of those things. And I'll, you know, we'll all learn this a little bit more together, but my point is to say I think we would be able to go about any place that there is. We have not published the route at this point, but would likely spend a significant amount of our tour time from the Branson Landing and downstream from there.
All right.
So not to say that we would never go upstream, but you know, there's a little bit more congestion with fishing boats, with canoes and kayaks and that kind of stuff. And, you know, obviously safety is a top priority for us and for them and for the entire lake. And so bringing a boat of this magnitude and trying to mix that with congestion of kayaks, you know, I don't think that it adds to the experience of my passengers or adds to the experience of the kayaks. So we'll have to be sensitive to that as well.
Absolutely. I know that, you know, that lake tends to be pretty quiet, if you will, and there's some fishing boats that are out there pretty much all the time, you know, small, 12,
sure.
15, under 20 feet, you know, fishing boats out there. And I'm sure that you are concerned, and I know there's probably people in the community there that are a little concerned about, you know, probably some noise and whatever the wake might be that comes off this vessel. So how are you all kind of handling that with the local business community?
Well, so the first thing that we did is we anticipated some of these concerns, and so there are more than one jet boat or you know, attraction-type boat manufacturer out there. And so we picked a boat that we feel like mitigates many of those concerns based on the boat that we picked and the style of the vessel. Being such a shallow draft, we believe will decrease the wake, and my understanding is that, you know, the wake size would be congruent with what's on the lake today, meaning it will not be the biggest wake producer on the lake as it sits today. It would be kind of in the middle of what's operating now. As far as the noise goes, these do have proprietary aluminum mufflers on them. So, again, it's not the idea of noise has been mitigated there as well. Not to say that this will be kayak quiet, but I believe that it would be, again, in the middle type range as far as noise goes for other things. One of the next things is thinking about the narration. We, the captain and the crew, need to be able to give safety information as well as other information along that route. You know, you don't want to be the fisherman next to the boat and hear the entire presentation from the boat all the time. So there's speakers in every row so that you can still effectively communicate with the passengers without blaring that message. So, you know, many of those things we've tried to communicate. At this point, I think that, you know, the next step really is have the boat here and show people what it is, because, you know, after I've said these kinds of things, the next step is to show them, because it's, you know, it's hard to say exactly how many decibels it's going to be compared to a, you know, a 200 horsepower outboard Mercury or whatever. It depends on so many factors.
Sure, understand. Well, best of luck with this new project and the investment you're going to be making there for tourism for the state of Missouri at the Branson Landing and there on Taneycomo. Mark Root has been our guest with the Branson Jet Boat, and we'll kind of keep an eye on you, and we'll see how things are going once you get launched.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Best of luck with the Branson Jet Boat. We're going to talk about the Calypso pirate ship coming up for you in just a moment, and I've got a money-saving idea for you as well as they start cruising the waters of Lake of the Ozarks. We are at anchor in the No Wake Zone. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Saturday morning right here on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, also on live streaming audio at krmsradio.com. We'll return in just a moment.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they're also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Bob's back in town, and boys are going to be back in town next weekend because it is Harbor Hop Saturday. That's right, a week from today. Lance Utley is standing by in the studio to talk to us about the big event, the 20th annual Spring Harbor Hop here at Lake of the Ozarks. Well, let's see. We want to talk just a moment about the Jolly Cruise that they have aboard the Calypso. And this is a great cruise. It's a treasure hunt excursion, if you will. And it all leaves out of the Jolly Roger's Grub and Grog up in the Lake of the Ozarks, Gravoy arm of the lake. There's a pirate ship there, and it's called the Calypso, and they have some great kids' parties and just cruises that are designed for private parties. They've got the, of course, Treasure Hunt Cruise, which is the one we want to talk to you about, because I have a special offer for you for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show listeners. We've got a $3 off coupon per person for taking the Treasure Hunt Cruise. And what you need to do is when you go online to register, jollycharters.com, you can click the Treasure Hunt Excursion. It'll take you down, and you can buy your tickets right online. Promo code you enter is No Wake Zone. You can do it with no dashes or dashes or all together, however you want to do it. No Wake Zone is your promo code to save $3 off on each ticket. Now, just a quick reminder, their first cruise for this particular event will be Friday, May 26th. That's the first cruise for the Calypso for 2017. And there's a limited number of seats available for each of the cruises, limit 44. So get your reservations made now by going to jollycharters.com. Be sure to enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE to receive your discount.
When I was 9, my grandpa and I were out fishing on his boat when a large wave knocked him overboard. I remembered some park rangers coming to my school, and I learned to reach, throw, row, but never go after someone struggling in the water, so I threw a life jacket out to my grandpa.
She saved my life. I was too weak to get back in the boat. I realized that somewhere between the age of 16 and my age, your swimming abilities aren't the same, especially in a lake.
My grandpa couldn't put his life jacket on while he was in the water, so now we all wear life jackets when we go boating.
Many people are not as lucky when they fall overboard without wearing a life jacket because their involuntary gasp reflex causes them to inhale water and they can drown. Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
One of the most fun things to do in the spring on the water at Lake of the Ozarks is the Spring Harbor Hop, and we're going to talk more about it with the Lake of the Ozarks CVB, and Lance Utley is here. Good morning, Lance. Good to see you, man.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. Because we always have new listeners to the program and people that maybe have done this in the past, but what's the Harbor Hop again? Let's kind of start from the beginning and talk about how did this event on the water get started?
Well, it actually started over 31 years ago. There was always a fall Harbor Hop that Kelly's Port had put on. And then it grew, it got to be a little big for them, and the Convention Visitor Bureau decided to take that on. And when they did that, they also added a Spring Hop. And we're now this year on our 20th annual Spring Hop. So This has been going on for some time here at the lake, and it's grown bigger and better every year.
We've been on a few of both, the spring and the fall. I know there's been a couple of springs. Well, in fact, one I remember, it snowed.
I believe it was 2013.
Okay,
yes, there
yeah.
was a little weather that day. So
yeah, but it didn't stop people from going. I mean, I remember stopping at a couple of places. We drove around in the car, and we drove around a few places, and there were people coming in by boat. So you can't stop them from coming. It really is.
They'll still get out there, and these people, they come back year after year. They look forward to it. It's on their calendar. You know, the event was designed to get boats in the water a little sooner, and hopefully keep them in a little later. And people really have embraced that as being the beginning and the ending of the boating season.
Well, this year with having some record temperatures in February and in March and now in April again, and that have been a lot of people that have de-winterized already and are ready to roll. So this is coming up Saturday, May 6th, the 20th annual Spring Harbor Hop. So kind of give us the basics of how this all works. What's the purpose behind? Well, I know what the purpose is, getting out there and having some fun on the water, but how does this whole thing function basically?
It's very simple for the players. We work very hard to make sure it's easy for the players to just start at a particular location. There's 42 different locations this year, so you just pick one of those spots to start at. There's a $20 donation that you get in with, and that'll get you your sheet that you're going to travel with to seven different stops. Some of the stops have two dealer stations as well, so you can get two cards at one stop. But you play a seven-card poker hand, best of five-card hand of seven cards, and then there is a bonus card involved at the end as well for an additional $5 donation.
All right. Now, you mentioned 42 locations. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have done this, a lot of businesses on the water that have done this year to year, but it sounds like we've got some new people coming in.
There are a few new ones. Bee's Knees is where Mama's used to be, out on the 5.5-mile mark. You do have Bikini Pier is in this year. And then also Lake House 13. Point Oasis has always participated, but Lake House 13 is a new addition to their gas docks. So want to get folks out there to take a look at that.
That's good. Now, you have this sort of broken down into sections on the lake, so somebody doesn't have to go from, way up in the Gravois to Cap'n Ron's. So, you've got it sectioned off, I guess you could say, so people can kind of roam in a particular area. Is there an advantage to staying in a particular, area of the lake, or do you get bonus points for, crossing over? And
we actually do pay for spots. That's a separate part of it. You can be a winner and then still win your section. If you collect your seven cards in a particular section, then you can be eligible to win that as well. So that's a little incentive to make it around to all of one section. But we certainly encourage people, get out of your area that you might normally know, get up to a different area, and we make sure that there's enough stops in each area that you can complete an entire hand in one of these sections.
So once the whole thing is finished and you've turned in you've got to have everything turned in by what time on
we
that
We finish
day?
At 7 o'clock. Some spots open up about 9 a.m.
Okay.
Many of them open at 11, and they go till 7 p.m.
All right. So 7 is when you got to have it turned in.
That's correct.
And then it takes a little time, obviously, with the number of players and the number of boats that go through this thing. There's a little bit of a lag time, I guess you could say, for the payoffs. So what kind of payoffs are we looking at?
You can get anywhere. The top spot can pay anywhere from like $1,500 to $1,800, and they pay off in certificates from all of these different restaurants.
Wow.
So you can use use your certificates at any time. They play just like cash. You come in and use them for cash. It doesn't have to be just food and beverage. You can gas your boat up, anything you want at any of the participating sponsors.
All right, very good. And some of the locations have, you mentioned, I think, the double places where they can get extra cards.
That's correct.
Do we know which ones those are, or do we need to highlight those?
Yeah, you do have Bear Bottom Resort, Cap'n Ron's, Larry's on the Lake, Paradise, Frankie and Louie's, Camden on the Lake, and Shady Gators all have two dealer spot locations this year.
All right, very good. Well, that kind of shortens the run for you a little bit if you need to
do it in a certain time frame. That's a great way to do it.
Absolutely. Now, we encourage you to go by water. We encourage you to make sure that you've got a sober driver on the boat.
Absolutely.
And keep them that way so everybody's very safe out there on the water. Make sure you've got all your safety gear and all those kind of things before you head out on the Harbor Hop. Saturday, May 6th. The 20th annual Spring Harbor Hop, and I know we'll see a lot of social media posts and people, you know, taking pictures at different places and putting them out there on Facebook, so that's always a good thing and lots of fun. The website for more information and all of the details that have, you've got all of the locations in each different area that's mapped off on the lake for people to get. That's funlake.com?
That is correct. Funlake.com. You can find all the information you need, see all the stops to get started at, all the rules, regulations that you have, and how payouts go, everything you need to know.
All right. Very exciting time. The Spring Harbor Hop. Get involved Saturday, May 6th, right here at Lake of the Ozarks. Lance, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Well, Lance did want me to emphasize this is not a poker run in the normal terms of, you know, performance boats racing up and down the lake. This is cruise around, enjoy your time, a leisurely day on the water, Saturday, May 6th. Sponsored in part by Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association and the waterfront restaurants that participate. So thanks again, Lance, and we'll see everybody out next Saturday for the Spring Harbor Hop. You know, Paradise Upholstery and Canvas here at Osage Beach and around the lake takes care. I saw Pete out in the boat this week, even in between the rain, I guess you could say. He was out taking care of some, you know, the work they need to do for, you know, let's say biminis or the enclosures that you are going to need, maybe replacement of some isinglass that didn't make it through the winter so well, or you've been thinking about that. Interior restorations, one of the things that they really do well is they match up colors on your seats. So if you've got one seat that needs to be repaired, you don't have to have all of them done because they can color match for you for those kinds of repairs. ParadiseUpholstery.com is the best way to get in touch with the guys there. You can also look them up on Facebook. They've got a great Facebook page as well. ParadiseUpholstery.com is their website address. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Thanks again to all of our guests today. We sure appreciate it. And thank you for listening to... Hey, next week, special treat. We're going to be talking with Water Ski Girl Wonder. Her name, Shelley Blum. With some other good stuff on News Talk, KRMS, Osage Beach. This is Captain Bob. We'll see you next Saturday morning, same time, same boat channel.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sniff, let's dream about the future.
Bonny Las Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonny Las is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonny Las Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnylascharters.com.